Chapter 3. He sat in front of the studio in his cheap white plastic chair and stared, as he always did, at his wife's vegetable and flower garden. She grew the two together, a simple plot of vegetables, but the mixture of flowers made it lovely. His problems were immense. It was May, and the piglets were all over 40 pounds. Zack came over, and they enlarged the pen. None of the piglets were glad to see them any more unless they were bringing food. He was distressed, and he said to Zack, "What do I do now?" And Zack replied, "Lots of parties now at the end of the university semester. Sell them for pig roasts on the hoof." He made Zack a fine deal that if he sold the pigs, he could keep half the money. He decided to keep Marjorie and, of course, the old sow no one would want. The next day he saw the ad Zack had called into the university newspaper that began with, "The best pork you will ever put in your mouth. Perfect size for roasting." 2 days later, Zack came over with his pickup, the back of which was covered with a truck cap. He was a big, strong, former farm kid and loaded the piglets, except for Shirley, who he had to half-strangle to get in the back of the truck. She nipped his hand pretty hard. "Got 'em all sold except for one. I'll cook that one myself. You'll be invited." He said, "No thanks," with a ghastly lump in his throat. How could he eat one of his pets? He was truly an amateur as a farmer. Now that he had raised pigs, the only consequential fantasy of his youth left to him was to live in France. He had saved all his earnings from age 13 to 18 to live in France, $1,300 in all. A scoundrel eye doctor checking his sight said that he might be able to restore some sight in his blind left eye. His parents had no insurance that would cover this previous injury, and no money, what with a modest salary and 5 children. Being able to see out of the left eye was a more immediate temptation than France, so when the surgeon asked what kind of money he could raise, he stupidly said 1,300. The surgeon said he would do the operation at that...